那么我们一起可以来读一处圣经，是在马太福音六章25-34节。
Thank God, today we continue to think about the teaching on the mountain. So let's look at our passage, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25-34.
啊，如果我们可以一起来看到这个大屏幕，我们可以一起来读。
We can read that together if you look at the screen under.
好，马太福音六章25-34节，我们送你们。不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呐，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。感谢神，我们经文读到这里。
Thank God, this is our passage.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们，让我们能够明白你的心意。
Thank you, give us your word so we can know your heart.
你的话语是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Your word is the lamp of our feet and the light of our path.
愿意圣灵带领我们，让我们把信心建立在你的话语上面，有根有基。
May the Holy Spirit lead us so we have our faith as a foundation in your word.
愿从神来的力量成为我们心中的喜乐。
May the strength from the Lord become the joy of our heart.
那我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer is in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天读的这一段圣经，我相信很多朋友、很多弟兄姊妹都非常的熟悉。
The passage we read today, I believe a lot of us are very familiar with.
我刚刚信主的时候，我很喜欢这一段圣经。
When I became a Christian, I like this passage a lot.
上帝让我不要忧虑。
Because God asked me do not be worried.
没有人喜欢忧虑。
No one likes worry.
但是呢，每一个人都会有忧虑。
But everyone worries.
今天如果我们想在这个世界上找到一个人，问他你有没有忧虑过
？If in this world I find some person, have you ever worried?
我相信我们得到的每一个答案都是我有忧虑过。
I believe every answer would be yes, I worried.
我们今天就来看上帝是怎样谈到人的忧虑。
So today we just want to look at how God looks at our worries.
我前段时间我看了一个电视的综艺节目。
Not long ago I saw a TV show.
那个电视综艺节目讲的是什么呢？就是有一些这个影视的女明星。
This TV show just got some movie stars, female movie stars.
他们在澳门塔这个地方，他们要进行一场比赛。
And they will have a competition in Macau. There's a tower. They're going to have a competition on that tower.
在这个澳门塔，我们知道这个塔很高，就是塔顶离地有几百米高。
That tower is very high. It's about 300 meters from the ground.
在这个塔的顶部呢，在外边有一圈这个平台一样的东西，有一圈。
On the very top of this tower, there is a some kind of platform around this tower.
啊，而且这个平台是没有栏杆的。
And there is no protection fence around this platform.
然后呢，它并不宽，它很窄，大概只有三尺宽的这个样子。
And it's not very wide. It's only about 3 meters wide.
那这些隐私的女
3 feet wide. I'm sorry.
那些影视女明星，他们要做什么比赛？他们比赛就是，他们要比赛，绕着这个这一圈要跑一圈，看谁跑得快。
The competition is just those stars going to around this platform. They're going to run one time. See who run the fastest.
我们要知道那个地方是很高，站在那个地方往下面看，下面的那些车啊人呐、啊、就很小，像蚂蚁一样的小。
Keep in mind, this is a very high place. If you look at that from that place, look at the ground, this, the person, the car is just like an inn.
然后如果我们叫那个东西叫跑道的话，这个跑道是很窄的。
If you talk about this pathway to run, it's a very narrow one.
那更重要的一点，它没有栏杆。
It's the most important, there's nothing surrounded, there's no kind of fence to protect it.
啊，这些女明星就要在上面跑一圈。当然，他们跑的时候，他们会有安全的设施，保证他们不会掉下去。
Those lady movie star is going to run around this course. Of course, they have a protection, make sure they're not, you know, killed.
但是，那还是一个需要极大胆量和勇气的一个比赛。
But it's requires a huge courage to do it.
啊。有的女明星不敢跑，哭了。
Some star is just cried, couldn't dare to run the course.
啊，但是很多人都跑了。
And someone ran.
啊，但是每一个人都害怕。
So everyone's afraid.
每一个人都担心。
Everyone's worried.
嗯，但有一位女明星呢，她开始是很害怕的，她认为自己做不到。
And one movie star said, at the beginning, she was very worried. She thought she couldn't do it.
但是最后她跑下来，而且她跑得很快。
And finally she did, and she ran very fast.
好，人家问她，哎，你怎么能够跑这么快
？Someone asked, why can you run so fast?
后来她说，我只要想一件事情，这就是跑，其他的我全部都不想，所以我就不害怕了。
If I just focus one thing, just run, and forget about anything else, then I'm not afraid. I can run.
这就是我们今天读的这段圣经所告诉我们的。
That's what the kind of interpret the passage we're reading today.
我们要找到人生中最重要的是什么？
If we can find what the most important in our life,
对于其他的东西不用太在意。
If we don't care about too much about the rest of this thing,
这样我们的人生就少了很多的恐惧、担惊、担忧。
If that's the case in our life, we'll probably have a much less worry and frighten or.Concerns.
啊，那么在我们今天所读的这一段圣经之前，二十五节说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
So the passage we read in the very beginning said, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, and you will eat what you will drink.Not about your body, what you will put on is not the life more than food and the body more than the clothing.
我们看到这里有一个所以。
And we can see this therefore.
那么因为在哪里呢？原因在哪里？那么我们可以看到上面，在刚才我们读的这句话，上面耶稣说的是什么呢？二十四节。
And we can see the therefore actually connected to the previous passage, which is the verse 24.
主耶稣说，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马门。
And basically, the verse 24 says, no one can serve two masters, for neither he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other, and you cannot serve God and wealth.
接下来主耶稣说，所以。
And then God, Jesus said, therefore.
所以这里的逻辑关系非常的清楚。
So the logical relationship here is very clear.
就是当一个人哦，他心怀二意的时候。
So when a person has served two masters,
他人生一定充满了恐惧、战惊、忧虑。
And his life will fill with fear and worries and concerns.
雅各书告诉我们，圣经的雅各书告诉我们。
Book of James tells us,
心怀二意的人，不要想从上帝那里得到什么。
A person with two minds cannot gain anything from God.
尤其是当我们心思都一味的注重在积攒地上的财宝来侍奉金钱的时候，
especially when our focus is on the collect all the wealth on earth and we serve the money,
我们人生一定充满了愁苦。
And we must fill with worries and troubles.
好，我们知道为什么我们人生有很多的害怕、担心、忧虑啊。一个很重要的原因就是我们有两个甚至更多的目标。
Why we in our life was filled with joy, worry and concerns, and most time in our life we have more than two goals.
如果我们只有一个目标，
if we only have one goal,
那么其他的事情我们不用太在意了。
And the rest of the things we probably don't have to pay a lot of attention to.
我们就没有了很多的害怕和担心。
We just suddenly we don't have a lot of fear or concerns or worries.
所以我们第一个要做的就是我们找到人生真正重要的目标。
So the first thing we want to do is we want to find the things the most important in our life.
第二件事就是对其他的事情不要太在意了。
Second thing is that for the rest of things do not pay too much attention.
我记得当我刚买我第一台车的时候，
I remember when I first purchased my car, I purchased my first car.
那个时候我还在一家公司里工作。
At that time I was working in a company.
所以我买的是新车。
So I bought a new car.
我刚买这个新车的时候我很爱惜。 我过几天我就要把它洗一洗。
And when I first got a new car, I was kind of take care very carefully. Every couple of days I wash it.
我给它打蜡，给它上光。
And wax it.
然后我每天小心翼翼的开，不要让别人撞到我。
So, every day I drive carefully, make sure that no one like hits me or make a scratch on my car.
我每天小心翼翼的找地方停，哦，千万不要让别人车碰到我，撞到我。
Every time I was be careful to place attention where do I park the car.
我心里好多的担心害怕。
I was kind of a lot of worries and fears.
我在我们家楼下有一个我自己的车位。
I have a parking spot for myself on my apartment.
我睡觉的时候我好担心。
And when I sleep, I was kind of worried.
我怕旁边的车他开门的时候把我的车撞了。
I'm afraid that the car besides me when they open the door can scratch my car.
然后进进出出的时候把我车擦到。
When in and out can kind of scratch my car.
然后我住的又很高。
I live in a high level of the apartment.
天天跑下去看也不方便。
So every time it's not convenient to go down to check it out.
好害怕。
That's kind of worried.
好了，但是过了几个月之后，
But several months later,
我发现我的车上到处都是划的印子。
And I find that I have a lot of scratch too.
然后不是我撞人家，就是别人撞我。
Either I bumped somebody else or somebody else bumped me.
其实这个是非常正常的，在当时我所在的那个城市，就是中国武汉市。
But that's kind of very normal in the city where I live, that the Wuhan in China.
那是一个上千万人的城市。
It's ten thousands of people there.
每个人的车都是这样的。
So everyone's car is about the same thing.
如果你到武汉去坐出租车。
If you go to Wuhan to have a taxi.
有的时候我就这样，我坐出租车，我感觉到后面的车把我轻轻撞了一下。
And I sit in the taxi, I can feel like a,The car behind me kind of gently bumped me.
我给出租司机，哎，人家撞我们。
And I told my taxi driver, say, hey, somebody bumped us.
那司机，哎，继续开。
And the taxi driver said, oh, don't worry about it, let's go.
我以前，我到这个巴黎出差的时候。
And I used to have a trip to Paris.
你知道巴黎人是怎么在路边停车的吗？
You know how Paris people in Paris, how they park in their car on the street.
前面有一台车，后面有一台车，中间有一点点位置。
If there's a two car and there's a little space in between.
他把车开进去，用自己的车把前面车往前面顶一下。
He could drive the car into and then gently bump the car in front of him.
然后又用自己的车把后面车往后顶。
And then go back and bump the car behind him.
然后他就停进去了。
And then he got a little space to park.
然后人家一来一看，嗯，这个样子。
When people look at a car, oh,like this.
开车门走了。
And they don't worry, they just drive away.
啊，他们没有暴跳如雷。
They didn't jump around and get angry about it.
他没有去照相，去打电话找保险。
They don't like take a picture and call the insurance and whatsoever.
根本不为这些事情担心害怕。
They don't worry about that.
那每天都经历这样的事。
Because every day happens.
他们对车这样东西。他们的期望很低很低
，because they have a very low expectation about their car being a good shape.
他们并不希望他们的车啊每天是闪闪发亮，完美的状态。
They don't expect their car be the perfect every day, shining and a perfect situation.
车是做什么呢？车就是把我们从这个地方到那个地方安全的送到。
What's the purpose of the car? Purpose of car 就是 provide transportation from this place to the other place.
其他的事情不重要。
The rest of them is not that important.
啊，后来我就明白这件事情。
So later I understand this point.
后来我对车的恐惧战兢就很少了。
So later I no longer have this fear about my car.
啊，好多害怕，好多担心就没有了。
A lot of worries, a lot of fears is gone.
所以说，很多时候我们的担心害怕在于我们期望的东西是什么。
A lot of times our worries, our fears is focused on the things we expect.
如果我们真正找到你真正觉得真正对我们生命最重要的东西，别的东西就不重要了。
If you really look at the things that are most important to your life, then the rest of them probably is not that important.
好，我们回到主耶稣所说的话。
So let's return to what that Jesus said.
主耶稣说，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么。
Jesus said, "Do not worry what to eat, what to clothing."
啊，我们仔细来看这句话。
If we think about this carefully,
主耶稣让我们不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
And Jesus said, "Do not worry about what we'll eat, what we'll drink, what will be put on."
主耶稣有没有说让我们不要忧虑有没有吃的？有没有喝的？有没有穿的
？And here Jesus didn't ask us, "Do not worry whether we have something to eat or whether we have something to put on."
大家可以明白，这中间的差别是非常大的。
So I want you to understand the difference in between these two things.
啊，我们有没有吃的？有没有喝的？有没有穿的？这是我们生活的基本需要，这是我们的日用的饮食。
Whether we have things to eat, whether we have things to put on, this is a basic need of life. It's like our daily bread.
对于这些的，上帝的教导，上帝教导的非常的清楚。
For all those things, God has a teaching, and His teaching is very clear.
对于我们生活基本的需要，有没有吃的，有没有喝的，有没有穿的，这些基本的需要。
Our basic need in our life.
我们要怎么做？我们祷告说，上帝说，我们日用的饮食赐给我们。
And Jesus teaches us to pray, said, "Give us this day our daily bread."
啊，在我们主导文的信息当中，我们思想过，每一天日用的饮食，上帝会赐给我们。
In the Lord's Prayer, where we studied before, that Lord teaches pray that gave us this day our daily bread.
但是我们要用我们自己的双手，用我们自己努力的工作，去接受这样的上帝的供应，上帝的赐福。
But we do use our hand to receive that God gave us this blessing, God's provision.
耶稣谈到上帝喂养小鸟。
Jesus talked about God feed the bird.
小鸟是勤劳的还是懒惰的呢
？And the bird is diligent or is actually quite lazy.
其实小鸟是很勤劳的。
Actually, bird is very diligent.
我们华人说 这个早起的鸟儿有虫吃。
And in Chinese, there's a saying, the early birds has a, has a food.
所以对于我们生活的基本的需要，上帝赐给我们，上帝的心意是让我们靠自己的双手努力去接受这样上帝的供应。
So, basically for our basic life need, and God provide us, and God also want to use our hand, our work to receive God's provision.
我们来看到箴言六章六十九节。
If you look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 9.
圣经说懒惰的人啊，你去查看蚂蚁的动作就可得智慧。
As you go to and you select and consider her way and he be wise.
蚂蚁没有元帅，没有官长，没有君王。
Which has no captain, oversee or rulers.
尚且在夏天预备粮食，在收割时聚敛粮食。
Provide her supplies in the summer and gather her food in the harvest.
懒惰的人呐、啊，你要睡在几时呢？你何时睡醒呢？
How long would you slumber this like, when you will rise from your sleep?
所以我们知道上帝不喜欢人懒惰。
So we can see that God don't want us to be lazy.
当上帝让我们不要忧虑的时候，上帝不是说你可以懒惰，你可以什么都不做。
And when God said do not worry, does not mean that God, you can do nothing and just be lazy.
上帝说你要想想蚂蚁。
And God said, think about the ant.
蚂蚁很勤劳。
And it's very diligent, hard work.
蚂蚁为他的未来做安排，做计划。
And ant prepared for his future and planned for his future.
他储藏粮食。
And store food.
粮食是什么？是生活基本的需要，日用的饮食。
What is the food? Food is the basic need of life.
不是奢侈品。
It's not luxury items.
啊。不是生活不必要的东西。
It's not the unnecessary things of our life.
是生活必须的东西。
It's the necessary items of our life.
所以对于生活必须的东西、
so、for the
我们很清楚上帝的教导。
So for the necessary things that we need in our life, we clearly know what God teaching is.
上帝让我们祷告，我们日用的饮食，上帝你赐给我们。
God asks us to pray that give us this day our daily bread.
上帝让我们勤劳，让我们靠自己的双手去收获上帝给我们的供应。
And God us to be diligent and be hard work, use our hand to receive the God's provision.
那么耶稣在这里说的不要忧虑，是不要忧虑什么呢？
But what Jesus said here, do not worry, is do not worry about what?
耶稣让我们不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
And Jesus asked us do notNot worry about what we're to eat, what will we put on.
我们有没有碰到有人为吃什么而忧虑？
Do you ever run into somebody that worry about what to eat?
啊，我经常碰到这样的人。
I run to somebody often.
啊，有些人说，哎呀，我昨天吃了龙虾。
Someone said, oh, last night I eat lobster.
啊，前天我吃了牛排。
The day before I eat a steak.
我今天要吃什么呀？
So what I'm going to eat today?
好烦人啊。
It's very troublesome.
好忧虑啊。
Very worried.
还有什么好吃的我没有吃到呢？
What's good things I haven't eat yet?
啊，昨天我穿了这一件裙子。
Yesterday I wear this skirt.
啊，前天我穿了那一件裙子。
That day before I wear that one.
啊，我今天要穿什么裙子出去见人？
What skirt I wear today to meet people?
好烦人啊。
It's very, troublesome.
好忧虑啊。
It's very worrisome.
啊，有些女孩子
some,
她在她的衣橱里崩溃了。
Some girl actually can be, completely get crazy in front of his, closet.
在她的衣橱里两个小时出不来。
It's a 2 hour stay in the closet, couldn't get out.
是不是因为她衣橱里没有衣服啊？
Is that because don't have a clothing?
不是的。
No.
是因为衣服太多、啊、
Because too many.
我怎么选呢？
You couldn't pick.
我要穿什么呀？
Which will I wear?
啊，很多人看我今天要去哪家餐厅吃饭。
A lot of people see which restaurant I'm going to eat.
这里吃过了，那里吃过了，那里吃。
I eat this one, that one, that one.
好烦呐、
啊。Well, that's a little bit trouble to pick one.
这是耶稣所说的。
And this is what Jesus said.
你为什么忧虑？
What do you worry about?
当一个人这样讲的时候， 他在忧虑我要吃什么我要喝什么我要穿什么
He's worried about what to eat, what to wear, what to put on.
耶稣提醒我们
And Jesus reminds us
不要忧虑这些
Do not worry about
生命不胜于饮食吗
Life is more than the food.
身体不胜于衣裳吗
Body is more than the clothing.
我们可以想到在旧约的在旷野的以色列人
In the Old Testament, in the wilderness of Israelites.
那么当时以色列人在旷野。
At that time, Israelites was in the wilderness.
他们有没有吃的
？Do they have anything to eat?
他们有。
Yes, they do.
上帝给他们玛纳。
God gave them a manna.
玛纳吃起来就像抹了蜜的薄饼。
And manna just eat like just like bread with some honey on it.
但是以色列人有没有忧虑呢
But the Israelites has a worry
他有忧虑
Yes, they do
他们每天都有吃的但是他们还是有忧虑
They have things to eat but they still have a worry
他们忧虑什么他们忧虑吃的不够好
What they worried is that the things that what they eat is not good enough
吃的不够丰富
It's not so many variety.
这是上帝让我们不要有的忧虑。
That's what God wants us to not have a worry.
好，我们来看一段圣经。
Let's look at the passage here.
好，在民数记十一章四到六节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 4 to 6.
我给大家读一下。他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲的心以色列人又哭嚎说谁给我们肉吃呢我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱就吃鱼也记得有黄瓜西瓜韭菜葱蒜现在我们的心血枯竭了除这玛纳以外在我们眼前并没有别的东西
We can see this on the screen
然后他们很多的忧虑
So they have a lot of worries.
他们心里很烦躁，很气愤。
They're very disturbed and even angry.
他们很多的时候，他们要拿起石头来，要打死摩西，他们要回到埃及。
Many times they want to grab a rock and strike Moses.
他们不是为了有没有吃的而忧虑。
It's not because they don't worry about whether they have things to eat.
他们不是为了有没有吃的而生气。
It's not they angry whether they have things to eat.
他们是生气吃的不够好。
Because they worry about, they're angry about the, what they eat is not as good as in Egypt.
吃的不够丰富啊，品种不够多。
It's not abundant, not so many variety.
就是为了这样东西，他们愿意回到埃及。
Because of this, they willing to go back to Egypt.
他们在埃及过的是什么日子？
Do you know what the life they live in Egypt?
他们在埃及是做奴隶。
They're slavery there.
他们活在法老王的鞭打和苦待下面。
They live in the very cruel ruler of a Pharaoh.
他们的孩子被法老王杀死。
Their kids are killed by Pharaohs.
他们每一个人在埃及的时候，不知道自己能不能活到明天。
Everyone in Egypt, they don't know if they can live to tomorrow.
但是就是为了一口吃的
And just because of that things to eat
我们要记得他们并不是没有吃的
Just remember they are not without food
但是他们就是说我要吃好一点
But just say that I want to eat better
我要吃的花样多一点
I eat more variety
他们就要回到埃及送死
They want to go back to Egypt to go back to death
这就是耶稣提醒我们
That's what Jesus reminds us.
Hey, 生命比饮食更重要啊。
Think about the life is much more important than food.
身体比衣裳更重要。
And body is much more important than the clothes.
我们今天可能我们在座的很多弟兄姊妹朋友，我们不忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Today, I think a lot of us don't worry about what to eat, what to put on, and so on.
但是可能我们会忧虑，哎，我住的地方怎么样？
But we can worry about how about the place I live.
我一看邻居的房子比我好很多。
If my neighbor house is better than mine.
我一看到隔壁小区的环境，哇，比我的小区好很多。
I look at the other neighborhood is much better, the environment is much better, subdivision is better.
啊，有些朋友到我家来一看，哦，你住在这里啊。
And a lot of friends come to my house. Oh, you live here.
啊，他们就安慰我说。
And they comfort me, said, okay.
啊，上帝让万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And God everything doing good for the benefit of those who fear God.
我就忧虑了。
And I'll be worried.
我说我要换大房子。
I need to get a big house.
啊，我要住在那个小区。
I live in the other subdivision.
啊，我要让别人到我家来，不要再对我讲这样的话。
I want other people come to my house. Don't say that to me anymore.
哎，我要让别人到我家来说，哇，上帝真的祝福你。
I want people come to my house. Oh, God really bless you.
然后，嗯，我荣耀了神。
I give a glory to God.
啊，然后，我们有没有为这个而忧虑呢
？Do we ever worried about this?
很多的时候
and a lot of times,
我们想
we think,
哦，他怎么在那个位置
why he is in that position,
啊，我在这个位置
I'm in this position,
哪一天我可以到他那个位置
and when I can get his position in our career,
吃什么喝什么穿什么是对这地上的一切东西的一个概括。
What to eat, what to put on, what to drink. Actually, what Jesus talked about is actually covers all the things, earthly things.
它包括地上的名利。
It includes that fame of the earth.
它包括这地上的财富。
And the wealth of the earth.
啊，我们追求这一切。
When we pursue all this.
啊，我们要拥有的更多更多更好。
We want to possess more and more and more and better.
啊，我们要地位更高更高更高。
We want us to have a higher, higher position.
啊，我们到最后，我们根本发现我们不需要这些东西。
And finally, we find that we really don't need all this.
但是我们还是要。
But we still want.
啊，所以我们看到很多的时候，我们会看到。
So a lot of times we can see.
好多人在这个地上看起来很成功。
A lot of people they are very successful on the earth.
啊，但他的身体不成功。
But his health is no longer good.
啊，很多人哇，他的房子很漂亮，豪宅买到了。
We can see they have a big house.
但是和谐的家庭没有了。
But family is gone.
啊，我还见到很多人。
I see a lot of people.
啊，他们在。这个世界上哇，他们好像很顺利啊，被很多人所羡慕。
And I see a lot of people that's very successful in this world and admired by a lot of people.
啊，但是我接触到他们之后，我就发现。
But when I have a contact with them, I find
他们的孩子丢了。
Their children are lost.
啊，有的是真正的就断绝父子关系就走了。
Some are really lost. They completely broken the relationship.
有的就完全就丢了，完全就没有办法再让他回头了。
And some of them really this is no longer they can go back to their family.
其实我们每一个人都知道。
So everyone actually know that.
这地上的这些东西
，the earthly thing，
不会给我们带来真正的喜乐。真正的平安。
The earthly thing cannot really bring a true peace and joy to our heart.
啊，我们中国的古人讲一句话，就是“万里长城今犹在，不见当年秦始皇。”
We have a old poem. I had to translate there. And the great wall is still there. The king built it is no longer there anymore.
都知道了，我们都知道。
We all know that.
这些东西。最后成为一个笑话。
And this is kind of become a joke.
啊，你地上的成就。
And my success in on earth.
哇，你拥有的豪宅。
And the big house you had.
哇，你在公司里的地位。
And the position you have in your company.
有一天成为一个笑话。
Now everything will one day will become a joke.
我们都知道。
We know.
但是我们还是要去抓。
But we still try to grab, still to pursue.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们都有吃的，我相信我们在座的，我们所有人，我们真的，我们有吃的，我们有地方住，我们有穿的。
I think here, everyone, I believe, everyone here, we have a food to eat, we have a clothing to put on, we have a place to live.
但是我们真的还在会想，我吃的够不够好，够不够贵，啊，我拥有的够不够上档次。
But, I think we still sometimes we think what we eat is good enough, or the things we have is have a fashion enough.
因为我们觉得这些东西会给我们带来价值。
And we think because we think those bring a value to us.
啊，因为我们觉得我们拥有这些东西，别人高看我们两眼。
And we think that when we own this, that people will look up us.
啊，因为我们觉得我们拥有这些东西，我的价值实现了。
And if we're oldest, I have my value.
哎，我觉得我是一个有价值的人，我的价值比别人高。
I have a value higher than other people.
那耶稣告诉我们，这种想法完全错了。
And Jesus told us all those thinking are wrong.
第一个原因，这些东西有一天它会锈坏，它会消失的。
And first, all those things one day they will corrupt and they will disappear.
第二个原因。
And second.
我们在上帝眼中已经有最宝贵的价值。
In the eyes of God, we already have a most precious value.
我们还要什么价值呢
？What value do we want?
这个很简单的比喻。
It's very simple.
我们最希望什么样？哪一位看我们有价值
？What we really want? Who we want to be the person that look at us that think we are valuable?
我们希望那爱我的那一位，他看重我的价值。
And we all want the person who loved me that he look at he or she look at me that think I'm valuable.
我希望我的丈夫，我希望我的妻子看我有价值。
I want my husband, I want my wife look at me think I'm valuable.
作为一个人，我们真正的盼望是上帝看我有价值。
As a person, our true hope is that God look at me, think I'm valuable.
那对于其他的，你看我有价值或者没有价值，不是很重要的问题。
And for less people, if you look at me valuable or not valuable, it's not that important.
Yeah. 那么我们来看，主耶稣所说的话。
We look at Jesus said.
马太福音六章二十六节，我给大家读一下。26节、28节到30节
Matthew chapter 26, 28 and 30
26节你们看那天上的飞鸟也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里你们的天父尚且养活它你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗28节何必为衣裳忧虑呢你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来它也不劳苦也不纺线然而我告诉你们就是所罗门极荣华的时候他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢你们这小心的人呐、野地的草今天还在明天就丢在炉里神还给他这样的装饰何况你们呢那么这些经文告诉我们
And those passages told us,
上帝看我们有价值
God look at us think we are valuable
上帝看我们是贵重的
God look at us, think we are precious.
上帝看我们是宝贝。
It's a treasure.
诚实的讲，这个世界上没有多少人看我们是这样的人。
And honestly say, in this world, no one can look at us like this.
很多时候你最亲密的人可能都不这样看你。
Even most close to you may not look at you that way.
很多时候你站在镜子面前，你看你自己，你都不是这样看你自己。
A lot of times when you stand in front of the mirror, you look at yourself, you probably don't think of yourself in that way.
你都不一定认为我是宝贵的。
You don't even think about yourself as my I'm precious and I'm valuable.
但是上帝这样看你，看我们。
But how God look at us?
不管你是一个怎样的人。
No matter who, what kind of person you are.
你比如说我这个人个子比较矮
And they think I'm short
姚明个子比较高
And Yao Ming is very tall
很多事情他能做到的我做不到
A lot of things he can do, I can do
很多的荣誉很多的成功他可以得到我得不到
A lot of success, a lot of honor he can get, but I can
在很多人看来哇姚明比我有价值太多太多了
And a lot of people look at this Yao Ming is much more valuable than me
但是我要说一句
But I want to say
So what?
So what? 那又怎么样呢？
上帝看我有价值。
God sees me valuable.
上帝不看我，哇，我可以做很多别人做不到的事情。
God didn't look at me, said I cannot do a lot of things other people can do.
上帝不看我，哦，个子这么矮，别人个子那么高。
God didn't look at me that I'm so short and other people is taller, handsome.
上帝不看我，哦，你看你拥有的，你看别人拥有的，你看你的房子，你看别人的房子。
God
didn't, 不看这些。
God didn't look at my house and compare with other people's house.
上帝说，就是你这个小个子。
And God said that that's you, just you, that short guy.
你是上帝眼中的宝贝，你是上帝眼中的同人。
And you the treasure in the eyes of God.
我还要证明什么呢？
What I have to prove?
我还要用这地上的东西来证明我自己什么呢？
Do I need to use the earthly things to prove on myself something?
啊，我要有更多的能力。
I want to have more power.
啊，我要有更高的学位。
I want to be more degree.
啊，我要去更好的公司，更高的职位。
Better company, better position.
我要证明自己的价值。
I want to prove my value.
给谁看呢？
To whom?
给别人看。
To people.
别人看，哇，你很棒。
The other people say, Yeah, you're great.
回头笑话你。
And maybe to turn back, they laugh at you.
就是这样。
It's just like this.
我们不要忘，我们在上帝眼中有价值。
And we should never forget we have the value in the sight of God.
上帝看我们是贵重。
God saw us a precious.
上帝
is precious.
看我们，不看我们拥有这地上的东西多少，来衡量我们的价值。
Not how much we own in this world to value us.
啊，那我们再看耶稣基督的话，耶稣基督告诉我们。忧虑只产生痛苦，忧虑不能解决问题。
And let's continue to look at what Jesus said. Word, worry only introduce pain, but never solve problem.
你一忧虑，你什么事情都做不了了。
If you worry, you can do nothing.
啊，你在那里好烦呐！我吃什么，穿什么，喝什么
？You'll be very troubled. What to eat, what to put on, and what to drink.
结果你什么事情都做不了。
And then you can do nothing.
然后主耶稣也告诉我们
And then Jesus also told us,
人的忧虑没有用
And worry has no profit
这也意味着人的能力很多的时候也解决不了问题
And that also means that the strength and the power we have cannot solve the problem
好我们一起来读这一节马太福音六章二十七节
And we can read this passage together Matthew chapter 6 verse 27
好二十七节起
Let's read it
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？很多的时候，我们觉得自己很棒。
A lot of times we think we're great.
我能搞得定。
We can get things fixed.
我能解决问题。
I can solve the problem.
啊，我以前在中国大陆传福音的时候，我碰到一些在人看来很成功的人。
When I was in China, when I preached gospel, and I met.
我向他们传福音我介绍耶稣基督给他们
I introduced Jesus Christ to them.
他们都说不要讲这些
And said, don't say this.
他们就是你们这些没用的人需要一个精神的安慰
And all those Christianity is those people useless you just need some spiritual comfort.
我不需要这些
I don't need all those.
后来当我对他们有更多的了解
When I understand them more
我发现他们不是不需要
they are not only, they don't need
他比我更需要
and they actually need more than me
他们很多时候人生中很大的问题
there's a lot of trouble in their lives
家庭中很大的问题
family problem
儿女身上很大的问题
children problem
而这些问题用钱解决不了
and all those problems can solve by money
用权力解决不了
and cannot solve by power
而且甚至很多问题就是因为钱因为权力带来的
and actually a lot of problem is brought by money and power
如果没有这些可能没有这些问题
if they don't have so much money and so much power they may not have those problems
但是非常遗憾的是
but unfortunately
他比我更需要上帝
theyneed more than me I need Jesus God more than me see.
但是他们仍然认为我搞得定。
But they still think I can fix it.
但什么也搞不定。
But they can't.
这就是耶稣对我们说的。
That's what Jesus told us.
很多事情我们做不到。
A lot of things we cannot do.
啊，我很小的时候，我读小学的时候，我很喜欢一句话。
When I was young, when I was in elementary school, I love a saying.
啊，陶行知说的，滴自己的血，流自己的汗，自己的事情自己干，靠天靠地靠父母，不算是好汉。
There's a Chinese scholar called Tao Xunzi said, "Well, you got to shed your own blood, sweat out, and fix things yourself. If you do things by some other people, heaven, earth, parents, or it's not good person."
啊，我读小学的时候很喜欢这句话。
I love this this saying.
抄下来贴在自己的桌子上面。
And I copy it and put on my desk.
座右铭。
It's my motto.
我现在想起来，那时候是多么无知、骄傲。
And I think about back, I said so ignorance.
天天吃我爸爸的饭，我说我不要靠爸爸。
And every day I eat my father's food, but I said I don't depend on my parents.
天天住在爸爸的房子里，我说我不要靠爸爸。
And every day I live in my father's house, but I said I don't depend on my father.
我说要滴自己的血，流自己的汗。
I will shed my own blood and sweat out myself.
靠自己。
And myself, by myself.
后来我问自己，
And then I ask myself,
滴了几滴血？
How many blood I actually shed?
流了几滴汗？
How much sweat I actually sweat out?
干了什么？
What I have done?
你又能干什么？
What I can do?
然后我说，
And then I said,
我要做好汉。
I want to be a great man.
不靠天，不靠地，不靠父母。
Don't depend on anybody else, not parents, not nothing.
上帝看看我们，有时候也是这样的。
When God look at us, it's like this.
上帝提醒我们。
God remind us.
你的忧虑有什么用
？What do you worry about?
你的能力有什么用
？What's good for your power?
能解决什么问题
？What a problem you can solve?
所以。
So.
依靠神。
So trust in God, depend on Him.
当耶稣指出人的能力有限的时候
，When Jesus pointed out that our power is limited,
同时意味着什么
？It also says,
上帝的能力是无限的。
God's power is unlimited.
啊，我们再来看这段经文。
We'll look at this passage again.
你们看到天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？这句话告诉我们，上帝有能力照顾世界上每一只飞鸟。
And this passage tells us God has the power to take care of every bird on this earth.
二十八节，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们想野地里的百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线。然而二十九节，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵。啊，三十节，我们就看后面，神给他这样的装饰。这些经文告诉我们
，And this passage told us，
这世界上每一朵花
，Every flower on this earth，
甚至每一根草
，is even a single grass。
上帝都有能力看顾。
And God has the power to take care of that.
人的能力有限。
And the man's power is limited.
让我们看看上帝的能力。
But power of God.
是怎样的能力
？So what kind of power?
一花一草。
A flower, a grass.
一只飞鸟。
A bird.
上帝都看顾。
And God take care of.
我们在思想，上帝在带领以色列人在旷野。
Well, think about when.God take Israelites out of Egypt in the wilderness.
上帝看顾当时的以色列人，不仅是每一个成年男子。
God take care of the Israelites at the time, not only the adults.
每个妇女，每个孩子。
It's every woman, every child.
上帝都为他们预备了玛纳。
And God prepared manna for them.
成为他们日用的饮食。
Become their daily bread.
上帝一个都没有忘记。
And GodForget not a single one.
我们知道，亚伦数 到底有多少以色列人。
When Aaron counted how many people are there.
很多的时候我们会漏掉。
And sometimes he kind of skipped a couple of them.
或者是遗忘一些。
And he forgot some.
但神不会。
But God will not.
每一个孩子，每一个妇女，都在神的供应当中。那个玛纳赐下，每一个人每一天正好有他一天的这个口粮，多的就没有。
Everyone, every child, every woman, every man, and God gave the manna and exact enough for everyone have its their daily amount.
我们的能力有限。
And our power is limited.
神的能力无限。
And God's power is unlimited.
那我们要靠谁？靠自己还是靠上帝呢？
So what do we trust? What do we depend on? Myself or God?
当然靠上帝。
Of course, God.
更重要的是，耶稣告诉我们，上帝不仅有能力，上帝还怎么样？爱我们。
More importantly, that Bible tells us not only God has the power, but also God loves us.
所以耶稣说。你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
So Jesus said,As you're more valuable than a bird.
在三十节，耶稣说，何况你们呢？
And what about you?
上帝有能力。
And God has a power.
如果他不爱我，
if he does not love me,
他的能力跟我没关系。
His power has nothing to do with me.
但是他爱我。
But he loves me.
他的能力就可以成为我的依靠。
His power can become my dependency.
我们今天来思想耶稣基督所教导我们的不要忧虑。
Today we think about Jesus' teaching that do not worry.
第一个我们要知道不要忧虑什么东西。
First we want to know what do not worry about.
不是有没有的问题。
It's not whether we have or not.
而是这些东西够不够好，够不够多，够不够丰富的问题。
Whether it's those things is whether better or more variety and all those type of things.
耶稣让我们不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Jesus asked us do not worry what we'll eat, what we'll to drink, and what we'll to put on.
圣经告诉我们，基督徒的人生原则。
Bible tells us the principle of Christian living is.
好，我们一起来读提摩太前书六章八节。
Let's look at read together the First Timothy chapter 6 verse 8.
好，我们一起来读。只要有衣有食，就当知足。一个只要有衣有食，他就知足的人，他会不会为吃什么、穿什么、喝什么忧虑呢？
Let's think about it. If a person that content as long as he has food and drink, would he worry about what to eat, what to drink?
他不会啊。
He will not.
他不会说啊，我吃的不够好。
He will not worry that oh, the things I eat is not good enough.
我穿的不够有档次。
And the clothing is not fashion enough.
啊，不能显出我的身份。
I cannot show my status.
啊，我的房子不够大，我所在的这个区。不够体面。
My house is not very big, and my subdivision is not good enough.
啊，这些东西不会困扰他。
All those they will not worry about him.
他的人生少了很多很多的忧虑、担心、害怕。
His life is much has much less worry and fear and concerns.
第二件事情，耶稣告诉我们。
Second thing that Jesus told us.
人的能力有限。
We have a limited power.
我们的忧虑只会增加痛苦。
Our worry only increases at our pains.
解决不了任何问题。
Cannot solve any problem.
上帝告诉我们，上帝的能力是大的。
God told us that His power is great.
最最重要的。
The most importantly.
耶稣告诉我们，上帝爱我们。
Jesus told us that God loves us.
在彼得前书五章七节。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
啊，彼得前书五章七节起，你们要将一切的忧虑献给神，因为他顾念你们。这里没有说上帝能力是大的。
Here it didn't say God's power is great.
这里说的是什么？这里说上帝顾念我们。
He said God, He cares for you.
这里说上帝爱我们。
He said God loves us.
在一个风雨交加的一个晚上。
In a night, there was a storm night.
有一对年轻的夫妻，他们坐在船上面。
A couple sit in a boat.
这个妻子吓死了。船要沉
and the wife is scared to death as the boat is going to sink.
她的丈夫睡得很熟
and her husband actually falling asleep.
她的妻子把她丈夫摇起来，就说
and,
你醒醒吧，醒醒吧。
She shake him up. She said, "Wake up! Wake
你怎么不害怕、啊、
？Why you don't be afraid?"
后来她的丈夫拿起一把刀
and her husband pick up a knife.
拿着个刀对着他妻子
and towards his wife.
他说你害不害怕你害不害怕问他妻子
he said, Do you afraid?
他妻子说我不害怕、啊
his wife said I'm not afraid
因为这个刀在你手上
because the knife is at your hand
你爱我
I know you love me
你是我的丈夫
you're my husband
你不会伤害我
you won't hurt me
然后他丈夫说是啊
he said yes husband said yes
这个大风浪这个世界
this storm
在上帝手中
in hands of God
上帝爱我
God loves me.
我害怕什么
Why do we be afraid?
英国伟大的布道家斯布顿说
A great preacher in British that Spurgeon said
双眉紧锁是羞辱你的信仰
I need to find out now.
The last page.、
Right.
双眉紧锁是羞辱你的信仰
Spurgeon said, Dear believers, do not dishonor the Christian faith by always exhibit a furrowed ball of worry.
最后我们要思想耶稣基督所说只要我们先求神的国神的义
Finally, we're going to think about what Jesus said. Seek his kingdom and his righteousness.
我们的天父上帝是不会让我们饿死的
And our Heavenly Father will notPut us in, gave us hungry to death.
有一位弟兄分享了一句经文给我印象非常的深。
A brother actually once shared me with a passage.
我们一起来读一下。
Let's look at this passage here.
我们一起来读诗篇三十七篇二十五节。
And Psalm 37:25.
一起来读。我从前年幼，现在年老。却从见过一人被弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。感谢神。
Thank God。
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的阿爸父。
Our Heavenly Father。
我们感谢你，赞美你。
We thank you and praise you。
求你给我们从你那来的智慧。
Ask you to give us the wisdom from you。
让我们找到我们人生中最重要的目标。
So we can find the most important things in our life。
让我们不再为其他的事情太在意太过于忧虑
so that we do no longer worry about the rest of the things
让我们从这个忧虑恐惧当中被释放出来
we can be released free from those worry and fear
给我们有这样的信心
give us such a faith
让我们不要把这个信心放在我们自己身上
so that our faith is not upon ourselves
乃是在上帝那里
But in God
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名
Such a prayer is in the name of Christ
Amen
Amen